great day. Yeah, some of you aren't sure.
这么好的一天，我们很开心。
It was a wonderful day, and hopefully you enjoyed the sun and the air, and hopefully you're not feeling sleepy now. So if you're feeling sleepy tonight, I'll give special permission. If you're feeling sleepy tonight, your neighbor can slap you. As I mentioned this morning, this weekend we're going to be looking at a letter in the Bible. It's a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy.
就好像今天早上讲过，今天我们会来看一封书信，这保罗写信给提摩太。
And this is really God's word. Although Paul's writing it, it's actually God's word.
虽然是保罗自己写的，但是这个是神的话。And
tonight, my prayer is that God will make this word come alive and speak to every one of us.
我的祷告是今天晚上神把这些话演活了，说进你们的心。And
if He doesn't,
如果他没有这样说呢？
Then we're really all wasting our time. So why don't we just pause now to pray as we come to this and just ask God to speak to our hearts, okay? Let's pray. Father God, thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
Thanks for this great day that we've had.
为了你给我们这美好的一天感谢你。
Thanks for the friends here, the brothers and sisters we've been able to fellowship with.
为着我们能够相处相交的弟兄姊妹和朋友们感谢你。
And thank you for your words to us.
我们为着你的话，我感谢你。
Would you do a miracle tonight, Lord, and make these words come alive to us?
我们求主今天做的神迹，就是叫这些话点活在我们心里头。
Would you speak to every man and woman in this room, no matter where they're at, no matter where they've come from?
我们求你把这些话说进每个男人、女人的心里头，无论他们来到哪里。
And I ask this, Father, in your confidence.
我们求父神是凭着信心来求的。Because
He said that if we cry out to you, you will show us great and marvelous things which we do not know.
因为你应许我们说，如果我们向你呼求，你就会把一些奇妙美好的我们不懂的向我们打开。And
you said that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us.
并且你说，如果我们亲近你，你就必亲近我们。
So we humble ourselves before you now.
所以我们在你跟前谦卑下来，父王。我们留心的来听你。And
so we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Well, let me just start with a little bit of the backstory before we get into this part of the scripture.
我们来开始用一个很基本的事情。And
especially if you're visiting us, so maybe it's the first time, then this will hopefully put everything into perspective.
特别你是第一次来到聚会当中。
Because God created everything. You look at these mountains, have a look at the moon tonight, it's beautiful. That didn't happen by God made that. And when God made everything, He made it perfect. And the humankind, we're the ones that broke God's perfection.
那么人类不是把神所创造带进完美，神完美的创造就是完美。We
rebelled against God.
我们曾经
We thought we knew better.
我们想自己凭自己做更好。And
we destroyed the perfect unity of everything that God had made.
我们也破坏了神原本做的每一件美好的完美的事。And
so as you look around the world today, you see chaos in the Middle East, you see war, and even in your own lives, maybe you see suffering and pain.
所以当你看看周围，你就看见很多苦难，很多混乱。你看中东，看我们周围环境，看见你身上，你自己生命里头的难处。That's
not God's fault.
这不是神的错。That's
not how He made it.
这不是他本来要造我们的。That's
what we did.
这是我们自己造成的。And
so the story of the gospel that we are so excited about is that God, seeing our helplessness, helps us to say, make us fix it. so he decided to.
所以我们看见的福音的宝贝就是说，神看见我们的无助、绝望，我们不能够解决，但神来给我们救恩。
And Jesus Christ came as a man and walked among us and taught us.
主耶稣来成为一个人，在我们中间行走、生活、说话。
And hopefully today's Good Friday, right? But ultimately, he died a terrible death that he didn't deserve to break the power of sin and break the power of death.
今天是圣诞节，就是最后他就被挂在木头上死了，并且破打破这个死亡跟罪恶的权势。
And he made it possible for us to once again experience the perfect relationship with God he planned way back in the beginning.
以致人能够有可能回到神在原初那个美好的心意里头，能够跟神有相交。
And he gave us hope that he could repair the brokenness of the world that we live in.
并且他给我们盼望说，他能够救赎整个破碎的世界。
And so in a nutshell, that's what Christianity is about.
这就是基督徒的圣经所讲的基督的信仰。
And that's a very short version, but I hope you get a sense then of what we're talking about this weekend.
虽然是很简短，但是这话给大家一个
Because much of what I'm going to talk about is really about how do I then, as someone who understands what God has done for me and I'm grateful for that and have accepted it, how do I live that?
我们今天晚上要看的就是说，我已经是个接受救恩的人了。我现在应该怎样？我要明白是神的恩典，我应该怎样去往前？So
that's the background.
这个，所以我刚才所说的，这是一个背景。But
what's the theme this weekend?
那么这个周末是要看什么？
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, strong and unashamed. 那个主题是刚强壮胆，不以为耻。So strong and unashamed. What does that bring up in your mind?
刚强壮胆，不以为耻，你想到什么？
Okay, so just make sure we are talking about being strong and unashamed as Christians, right? We're not talking about, you know, guys like, go
work out, be strong, you won't be ashamed.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Being strong and unashamed as Christians. Has everyone got a book? These are awesome books. Well done, Jim. 就是这一个书，做的很好的，助理都参与做了，其他人也有。没有，没有，没有。Thanks, Bill. Thank you. 更好。Find the actions. What did you do with that back page inside there? 最后的一页里头的。Grab a pen. 有自己。And I want you to think of, I'll give you like 30 to 45 seconds max. To consider in your mind, what does that mean to be strong and unashamed as Christian?
我想大家用个45秒到50秒时间写下来你的，你觉得刚强壮胆不以为耻是什么意思呢？对。Actually,
I'll change it slightly. Let's change it slightly. What would my life look like? Let's try to imagine it. Like, what would it look like if I was strong and unashamed?
这是我们把这个问题改一改，就说。 如果我的生命生活的刚强壮胆会像是怎样？
Okay, and then I just want you to write like maybe a one sentence capture like mission statement around that, or if it helps you to draw a picture of something very vivid in your mind that captures what your life would look like if you were strong and
unashamed.就是放在这写下来，就是你的一句话。如果你是刚强壮胆，你的生活生命会怎样？你的人生会怎样？
Okay, so just go.
现在就是，现在就想，想好就行。
little bit longer.
There
will be an exam at the end of this.
You know, 今天就能够突然间变成一个运动员。
It the average training regime only required sitting in front of the telly eating marshmallows, we'd have a whole nation of Olympians. And so becoming strong and unashamed in our spiritual lives as Christians also will not happen by accident.
在就是生活生命里头能够刚强壮胆不以为也不是偶然发生的。
And so when I ask that question, if you thought I'm not strong and unashamed, and strong and unashamed is over there and it looks like that,
如果你觉得自己今天不是刚强壮胆不以为止，你想到刚强壮胆不以为止是这样的时候，那样的时候。
Then how are you going to get from here
to there? 那么你怎样从今天不刚强壮胆的处境，变成一个刚强壮胆不以为耻的境地？
And perhaps a bigger question.
所以我有一个更大的一个问题。
Is, are you going to get from here to there?
就是说，你要不要从今天这个处境去到那个情况？
Maybe even a deeper question is,
或许一个更深的问题是,
do you even want to get from here to there?
就是说，你是不是真的要想从这个处境到那个处境？请听。
This letter that Paul wrote to Timothy is a very, it almost feels wrong to be reading.
这个保罗写信给提摩太这封书信，好像我们读的时候，好像觉得里面有一点错了这样。Because
it's a very personal letter.
因为这个很个人的一封信。
It's written by an old man to a younger man who feels that he's up.
一个老人家写给一个年轻人，就好像写给儿子们一样。
And the old man knows that he is dying soon.
这个老人家知道他就快要死了。
For all he knows, this might be the last letter that he sends to his spiritual son. And so in this letter, we see all of that emotion and intent that Paul has for
Timothy.所以我们看见这封信里头，保罗里头那个情感，并且他的用意，都在这封信里头表明了。And
as we look, you've got it in your booklet, so you can open up there. Section 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, you got it all there.
你们能够打开你们的银卡，就看到那个第一行信息。
And we pick up at the beginning, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son.
那你说奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，说基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Now this letter doesn't actually tell us Paul's, it doesn't explicitly tell us Paul's purpose in writing.
这几句话没有讲到很清楚的、很明显的保罗写这封信的目的是什么。
Right, some of the scriptures we have it goes written to address specific problems or specific issues.有一些圣经写下来是很清楚指向，为了解决什么个问题，要做什么的目的的。But this is really just a letter that Paul is writing to Timothy, just pouring time out for this young
guy.那这封信就是保罗写信给他儿子提摩太，就是把他的心都用出来。And
so verse 3, he continues, I thank God who I serve with a pure conscience as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers day and night.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切的想要见你。And
he continues, he says that I greatly desire to see you.
就讲到我切切的想要见你。And
I remember the genuine faith that is in you and in this life.
也讲到我知道你心里头那个无义之心在第五节。And
so I think seeing his comments about his affection for Timothy, his relationship, we can kind of get a glimpse of why he's writing to Timothy.
就讲到他跟提摩太的关系，他的情感，他的 爱，我们就看见他们的两个人之间的情况是怎样。
You genuinely just love this kid.
他真的很真实的爱这个年轻人。
Feels like a father to his son.
好像父亲对着儿子一样。
And I can tell you as a father that I just want to see my kids grow. I want to see them do well. I want to see them, you know, growing, becoming what they can be.
作为父亲看着儿子，就很盼他能够成长，慢慢长大，能够做他该做的事情。
And so that's Paul's heart for him.
这个是保罗对哥提摩太的心肠。
He doesn't actually use these words at the moment, strong and unashamed.
他在这里没有用这个字说刚强壮胆、不以为耻。
But as you read this letter, you get a sense, a very clear sense, that that's what Paul wants to do.
当我们好好读这一段经文、这卷书，我们就看见这是保罗的心意，说让提摩太真的能够刚强壮胆、不以为耻。
Not being misogynistic here, but he's saying, Timothy, I want you to be a strong man.
就是说，好像说提摩太，我盼你能够做个刚强的人。
And ladies, you can take that and apply it to your situation. But he's saying, I want you to be strong in the faith. I want you to grow. I want you to be great.
甚至对姊妹跟女女的，就是保罗有的心说，都盼望你们能够在心性里头刚强。
And so this letter is very much Paul's advice for how to get from here to there.
所以说，这封信就保罗给提摩太的一个教导劝勉说，从这里。去到改变到他的情况。
And so tonight we're just going to look at this first chapter.
所以晚上我们要来读第一章。
All right, now put an assignment for you.
我来总结一下。
Right now, where you're sitting, grab your notes and a pen.
所以当你坐在这里的时候，请你拿出一支笔来用这个荧光。
And you can do this with two or three of the friends who are sitting next to you. You can work as a group.
所以你就能够跟周围左右两站在一组这样。
And what I want you to do is read just this first chapter, so the first one and a half pages, first three pages.
就是把头三页这一段话。
And as you read that, I want you to find that there are, well, I've got five. You might find more, but five specific commands that Paul is teaching.
就是从这段经文里头找。五个保罗的吩咐给提摩太。
Okay, so you want to find more, that's okay, and then you'll write no more. Try to find the specific injunctions, like things to do.
就是保罗很具体的叫提摩太要一个吩咐，一个指示，你找出来，你可以找的更多，再尝试找五个。
Okay, so if you work with your friends, you can compare those, see if you can find them all.
就在旁边两三个一起来一起合作的找。
有。
现在是开始。
Giving away from you to be
done. 当你做完了，你就可以挥挥手。 个吗？
Six?
六个呢？
Seven?
七个呢？
Man, this is like Sydney auction.
Anyone have a high enough? 就好像一个雪梨的劳动拍卖。
Hopefully you've had a chance to glance over that and get a feel for what Paul is saying here. And we'll go through one slide and see how we go.
把刚才所说的帮助你能够对这章的圣经有一点的认识，我们可以来看现在。
So what verse is the first one you found?
你找到的头一节是哪一节呢？
Verse 6.
第六节。
Yeah, that's right. And then I remind you to stir up the gifts of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借着按手给你的恩赐再如火浇旺起来。
I remind you to stir it up.
我提醒你要把这个恩赐再如火浇旺起来。
Such an unusual phrase. What do you think that means?
这好像一个蛮特别的一个句子，是什么意思呢？
How do you stir up the gift of God in
your life? 你怎样把神给你的恩赐再如火浇旺起来呢？你有什么想法？
The Greek phrase there, it kind of has the same picture of fanning the flame.
在希腊原文里头有一个意思说，好像在旁边就是上火，叫到火那个更蓬勃的烧起来。
You know when you got a little fire, you're trying to blow it, make it burn a little bit brighter.
就是本来点点火在那里，把它吹灭，给它一风，让它能够旺盛起来。
I had some mates one time had a bonfire.
我记得有一次呢，是有一个引火费。
And they went and they got, you know, like a leaf blower. Do you know what a leaf blower is? Those things blow the leaves.
就是你知道怎么是一个机器用来吹那个树叶的 garden 里面的。
Yeah, and they got it there, they put it like right on the fire and they just roar it full blast.
我就用那个吹叶的那个机器吹那个引火的。
It was fantastic.
那火就很旺盛了。
The end of the leaf blower was melting, it was so hot, this fire was going on.
但是这个吹树叶的机器的那个头啊是加的。
And Paul feels that he has a need to remind Timothy that he must also stir up the gift of God that's in him.
保罗就提醒提摩太就说，你也要把你的恩赐神给人再如火浇旺起来。
These two men here have switched on their heads slightly.
这个命令我就把它掀开一点。
And as we go through, I'm going to see them. When Paul gives a positive injunction, a positive instruction, I'm going to see it as a warning against the
opposites.
And so when Paul says, I'm reminding you, stir up the gifts of God in you, I think maybe he's warning Timothy against neglect.
所以当保罗又只是吩咐提摩太提醒他说要把你恩赐如果调换起来的时候呢，同时保罗是面对说一个他提摩太可能的有一个危机，所以他是警告。
I think he's reminding Timothy that the gifts that God has given you, your life with Christ, your relationship with Him, these aren't just things that you can leave sitting and expect to do well.
所以就是说，神所赐给提摩太的生命，给他的恩赐，他跟主的关系。这个不是说你就让他这样去自自然，那么他就能够被眺望起来，不是这样的。
Can you think of anything in life that improves through neglect?
你有没有想过人生里头任何的一个事情是他会不断的进步，通过你的忽略
？We certainly improve through neglect.
那些杂草真的是通过你的忽略，它慢慢旺盛起来了。
And your sin improves through neglect. That's a great example.
这个非常好的例子，说到你的罪，如果你不留意留心，它就慢慢旺盛起来。
But is there anything good in your life that gets better the more you ignore it?
像你生命里有什么好的东西，是通过你的忽略会慢慢好起来的？
Some of you guys are like, yeah, my bedroom, man. I remember at school one time, we came back after the summer holidays.
我记得有一次我在学校里，我从暑假后来回去。
And we lined up outside the classroom.
我们在课室外面就排队了。
And one of the kids, his bag was just so heavy.
其中一个孩子的同学，他的背包很重的。
And the teacher said, like, what have you got in there?
然后他就问他里面是什么，为什么这么重呢？
And so the teacher literally grabbed his bag, put it on his desk in front of the classroom, and opened it up and started pulling stuff out. 有那两件事情拒绝了保罗说不以为耻了。 testimony of the Lord, fantastic. And what's the other one?
一个就是, 主的见证, and Paul in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
一个就是保罗在监牢里头,
so he's like, don't be ashamed of the Christian message, of the gospel.
就是不要以福音的信息为止,
and don't be ashamed of me.
不要以我为止,
that's actually probably a little harder than you
might
think. It's like, yeah, you know my great friend Paul, yeah, he's in prison.
是保罗是在监牢里头.
Yeah, my hero, the guy that I taught everything I knew, yeah, he's sitting in jail.
那个英雄他教导我说的是，那今天在监牢里头.
Ah, man, you'd be like, oh, I don't know Paul, oh, yeah, that guy, oh, yeah, that's him, that's him.
让你看见保罗在监牢里头，你就好像很羞愧啊，不敢抬起头来。而是我想过你所教导我的是什么？
Paul warns Timothy, don't be ashamed of the gospel, don't be ashamed of me.
保罗说，警告他不要以福音的信息为止，不要以我为止。
Have any of you ever been embarrassed by your parents?
你们有没有试过被你的父母弄到你感觉很尴尬？
It's okay, we're much friends. Here, maybe your mom or dad, they just do that one particular thing, and you're like, come to my friend, come, please don't do that. And your friend comes, straight away she does exactly that thing, and you're like, oh. 保罗说,
这就是福音,
it is crazy.
这是可以癫狂的。
It is extreme.
是很极端的。
It caused God to come and die. That is extreme.
这个福音是要神成为人死在地上，这个是非常非常极端。
And you try to make that respectable and admired and okay within the little that social set that you belong in, that's not the gospel anymore.
如果你是想说的在人面前被人尊重，好像这个老好人的时候呢？
His Lord, the thing that I am ashamed of reveals who I'm trying to impress.
这是我所为着谁来不以为耻的。
Do you get that? What I'm ashamed of reveals who I'm trying to impress.
这是说我因为什么事感觉羞耻为止的，就显出我尝试讨许的谁的喜悦，取悦谁。
So I went to the Philippines recently.
我想到伊比苏。
And I was there.
Okay. 我想到我以前去菲律宾。
That's right. And I was looking at any of these young guys, like they're like really cool guys.
我又想那个年轻人是很好的，很棒的。
And they had, the, like I noticed, like one of them, he had like this really long thumbnail.
他其中一个人有一个很长的一个手指头，一个指甲。
The rest of his nails just short, like all, and his thumbnail was like that long.
其他手指头的指甲都是很短短的，但这个手指头呢，这一个是很长的。
I'm looking at it very, that's just stupid.
我就看一个，我就傻傻的在那
看。Why? Why would you do that?
手指甲，有这么长的指甲。
And then I noticed that all the other cool guys that in his group, they all had this like long thumbnail.
其他的年轻人跟他一样，就是这么长的手指
头。Looking at it, that is the most ridiculous fashion trick I've ever seen. That's stupid.
我从来没有看见这个时髦是这样做的。
But he said they weren't really trying to impress me.
但他们说我们这样做不是为取悦你，叫你感觉印象很深刻。
They were trying to impress their buddies.
我们是这样做是要取悦他们的，要钓的那个鱼啊。
And all my buddies thought that it was really cool. Like big thumbs up, you know.
我们是用来取悦我们的好朋友的，叫我的好朋友觉得很特别，很好，所以我们留长的。
Outside came in and was like, they just all they cared about was making sure that their friends thought they were cool. See, the thing that you are ashamed of shows who you're trying to please.
所以你为什么事情感觉羞耻尴尬，这指出你要取悦谁。
And if you and I are ashamed of this gospel message, or we're ashamed of God's people like Paul, it shows that we're really trying to please other people than God.
So, 当你以保罗所传的为止，或者说保罗被赞助的事物为止，其实显出你就为着神感觉尴尬或者是。
And this is going to come clear later. So, let's continue.
我们继续看。
What's the next one you found?
下一个你能找到什么？
Verse, I've got another one before verse 13.
十三节，在十三节之前有另外一个。
Share in the suffering. Yeah.
就是分担或者分享那个苦难，同受苦难。
This is taking the same thing to a whole new level.
现在就把整个事情的眼光提高一个层次了。
Not only is saying don't be ashamed of the gospel, he says be ready to suffer for the gospel.
不单只说不以福音为耻，并且要为福音同受苦难。
And I don't know, but it's like our modern society is entirely geared around our comfort.
我们甚至整个世界跟文化都是完全绕着我们感觉舒服这一点来转。
Like if you think of every innovation of the last 20 years, it's all about alleviating some form of minor suffering.
我们过去二十年所有很多的发明都是叫我们为了减少我们不同方面的
It's too hard to open the box and pour powder in, so we invented paddles. You can just drop in that machine. And then it was too hard to unstack the machine afterwards, so now we've got some knitting machines at two levels. You can just leave all your dishes in there, and you just put them in and take them out. You don't even have to unload the dishwasher anymore.
所以就警告提摩太说，你要小心，不要忽略神在你生命中所开启的，给你属灵的生命，给你属灵的恩赐。
Stand on signs，
眺望起来。
And he said, really, don't become so obsessed with other people's opinions that you experience shame at the core of the gospel.
叫提摩太不要只是关注怎么迷脸，其他人怎样看你，而是专注神自己。
Timothy, don't be so concerned with your comfort that you're not prepared to suffer for your God.
提摩太不要太关切自己舒服不舒服，而是有愿意为主受苦。
Don't compromise, Timothy.
不要对罪有一个妥协。
And don't give up.
不要为福音放弃。
And so in the next few verses, he actually gives Timothy two examples of this.
最后保罗就给提摩太的两个例子去警告他。
Verses 6 and 8.
十五节到十八节。
And so he says that there are these two guys in Asia, by the names of Agellus and Hermogenes.
就是讲到这两个人，尼基路跟黑波奇尼。
If you're wondering, like, you know, how do you pronounce Greek names and so forth?
如果你不知道怎样读那个读懂那个希腊原文的发音。
There is one rule that you always have to take in mind.
有一个是你要常常记住的。
And that is you just have to speak confidently.
就是你大胆的讲就可以了。
So let's call them the jealous of Hermogenes. And then these two guys who were once walking with Paul.
这是讲到这两个人，腓基路跟黑摩尼奇尼，他们曾经是走在神的路上。
In fact, most scholars say they were probably leaders in the church there in He thought they were brothers.
保罗曾经以为他们是弟兄。
He thought he could count on them to be strong and unashamed with him.
保罗以为他们能够跟他一起能够刚强壮胆，不以为耻的。但是他们最后变了，改变了。
You can sense the sorrow, the disappointment.
他们骗你了，你看保罗的心有一个。忧伤在。
He says in fact that everyone in Asia has turned away from him.
甚至他说，小亚细亚的人全都离弃。
Well, we know that that's hyperbole, an exaggeration.
我们知道这个是保罗当时一个很夸张的字来描述。
We know that not every Christian in Asia had turned their backs on God. But it kind of felt like that to Paul, like the guy that was counting on their abandonments.
就是其实除了某一些人，其他人都离弃我了。
And we know that not everyone did, because then he tells us about another guy.
因为他就说，还有一些人没有离弃我。
And this is Onesiphorus.
就是那个亚尼斯。
And he was from Ephesus, which incidentally was in Asia. Sorry, so that's how we know.
这个人是在以弗所的时候呢，这圣经是这样讲。
But this Onesiphorus was a guy who was genuine in his love for God, and loved the Lord.
这个亚尼斯布是一个对神的爱是真实的，对保罗也有这个真实的爱。
And he was faithful in his service of God and service to the apostles.
他是对神忠心的服侍。也对保罗忠心的来服侍。
And I think Paul raises those two stories. These are guys that Timothy presumably knew.
保罗所讲的刚才的两个人，其实提摩太就是可能认识的。
And I think that there's examples.
这些就是一些例子。
I'm saying, hey, you've got the jealous and homogeneous, and you can be like them.
保罗就说，这里有一个例子说，腓基路跟黑摩尼奇尼。是一个例子。
Or you've got Onesiphorus, you can be like him.
你可以像这个例子，你也可以像另外一个例子亚里士多这个例子。
great experience. But as I look back to people that were with me when I was a kid,
可能你也经历过这个，我想到我青少年的时候，跟我一起成长的，在青年营一起来青年营。我们一起祷告，一起读圣经，一起敬拜主。
And then as we got older, life sort of moved us into different directions.
我们慢慢成长，我们的生命，我们的生活就慢慢有自己走自己的路了。
And when I look around now,
然后我现在我看看
，It's not all that many still standing.
不是很多人还留在这个路上。
Guys are sure they're standing, you know, and serving God, loving God, involved in their churches, doing things.
这些年轻人本来应该继续的侍奉神，不是弟兄姊妹为主的福音摆上的。
Yeah, look at this guy's younger, look at this. Oh, right, he was on fire. God, yeah. By the age of 23, he'd been divorced and remarried, and this was his man.
我记得一个人，他本来很有心的，很火热的。但是他刚不到23岁，他的离婚，他就有很多很多不好的，他的人生就一团糟。
And John was so passionate about loving God and following God, and now he's like a full-blown atheist.
本来一个很热心的年轻人，现在成为一个完完全全无神论者。
All kinds of guys, and many of them, if not most of them, are more like jealous and homophobic than this.
如果不是所有的人都是这样，大部分人都是好像这个北极度和黑魔奇。
My point is, if we're going to become strong and unashamed, we can't take it for granted the devil just magically happened one day.
我的要点就是说，如果你真的要从这里成为那里，刚强壮胆、不以为耻呢，这个不是你有时偶然发生或者你忽略，那就能够变成这个样子。
In the year 1989, one of the worst air disasters the world has
ever
seen. United Airlines DC-9 jet was flying. And at the time, it was regarded like as the one of the safest aircraft in the sky.
当时这个飞机的型号就被认为是最安全的飞机。
Basically indestructible.
好像是不可毁坏的。
Three engine aircraft, one on each wing, and then one in the tail.
有三个发动机，两个在那个翅膀，另外在后面。
And as they were flying,
当它在飞行的时候。
In the engine in the tail.
在后面那个发动机。
There's the, you know, the props, the fan inside the jet engine. They're just flying along, there's no birds, nothing like that.
飞行没有鸟，没有什么都没有。
And this fan just literally exploded into a million pieces.
这个发动机的风线就突然间就爆炸，变成碎片。
Literally just blew apart.
就是这样爆炸，变成碎片。
And as the kids sort of ripped through all sorts of control lines and vital systems.And the pilots completely lost power. They managed to set the plane down, but 111 of the people on that plane just died in the
crash.
Perfectly good aircraft, well maintained, well serviced. And yet, one of the critical parts, just for no apparent reason, just destructed.
一个很关键的部分，不知道为什么破坏了。
How could that happen?
怎能发生？
I'll tell you tomorrow.
我明天告诉你。
This is really important. Let me try to go fast. Stick with me.
这个是很重要的，我换成快点的。
Because I'm not telling you tonight that in order to become strong and unashamed as a Christian, you've just got to try really hard to become strong and unashamed.
我要告诉你，当你说想从今天我要变成一个刚强壮胆不以为耻，我要很努力很努力的时候，我要跟你讲这一个。
I am not telling you that if you try really hard and you be really disciplined and work hard and develop good character, you're going to become a great Christian. So you've just got to grit your teeth and try.
我要很清楚地告诉你，你不是说我要尽我的努力，很努力，很自律，我要有很好的品格，叫自己好好的这样，然后我就变成刚强壮的贵人，不是这样的。
I don't want you to look at this building and think, well, it's just up to me, and I'm going to read my Bible more, pray more, and then maybe one day, if I do it long enough, I'll become strong and unashamed. Because you can't. And Paul tells us this himself. Look at verse 8. Paul gives us the how to become strong and
unashamed.
He says, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord and me, as Christ shared with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
他说你不要以给我们的主做见证为止，也不要以我这位主被仇的为止，总要按神的能力与我为主为福音同受苦难。
Did you catch that?
你抓住这个要点吗？
He says, share with me according to God's power.
就是说总要按神的能力与我为福音为福音同受苦难。
He says, God is the one who will give you power to share through this difficulty.
这个神自己是他自己给你他的能力去叫你能够为福音同受苦难。
And verse 9 he gives an example of God's power.
第九节就讲到神的能力的一个例子。
You know, how God saved you, right?
就是说神怎样救了我们呢？
That wasn't because you did good works.
是不是因为你做了一个好事，有了好的工作，好的成就？
It's because God loved you and had mercy on you and he reached into your situation.
不是的，乃是神自己给怜悯你，给来拯救你，把你从这个很可怜的关系救出来。
And verse 10, Jesus, our Savior, has abolished death and brought life.
第十节讲到主耶稣呢，把生命表明出来了，把死废去。
And he's saying it's God's power which will enable you to stand to become strong and unashamed.
所以真实的关键就是神自己。的能力叫你能够刚强壮胆。
It reminds me of Ephesians chapter 1. Paul says a similar kind of thing.
这里提醒我在以弗所书第一章讲到类似的真理。
In verse 19 and 20, he says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now working towards you.
就是说那个大能怎样是叫主耶稣从死里复活这个大能也要运行在你里头。
Stop and think about that for a minute. Some of you guys are new, that's probably still there. My wife, our car broke down the other
day. She
drove to the petrol station and couldn't start the engine again. And so she said, what should we do? And I said, well, I tried jump-starting it the other day because I'm just getting flat. And then that hadn't worked, so we had to get new batteries.
So I
And then this guy came up with a really big like, truck, like a U. And he said, can I help you jump-start the car? And she said, no, look, that's okay, my husband tried the other day, can't be jump started. So let me try. And he said, don't jump, please, put them on. He revved his engine. And he kicked it over. And sure enough, it started straight away. How come it worked for him, didn't work for me? Just that he had more power than I did. I was trying to start out with like a little sedan engine, and he had like some turbo diesel Hilux.
我用一个小纺车来发动我的另外一部车，但他那个大货车很大的很大的机器来发动。
And he had enough power to jumpstart that dead engine.
他有足够的能力再将那个不发动的机器发动起来。
Okay, now take that thought and bring it to Easter.
我们就用这个思想认识来再看一下。
Imagine you are there in the tomb of Jesus.
你就想象你就在那个主耶稣的墓里头。
Jesus' body is a lifeless corpse lying cold on the stone side.
主耶稣当时的身体就是冰冷的尸体，在那个坟墓里头。然后呢，有一个发动机的连接器，连接线。
One of each part. And then you bring your heart up to you, you know, I'm going to bring this thing back to life.
就你想象说，我要把这个弄活了，这个活起来。
Is it gonna happen?
行不行？
Not a chance.
No.
Imagine that, that you, you know the high tension, high tensile power lines.
You can see those high tensile power lines.
You have the really big ones. Very
thin.
You hear them coming. Imagine that, that you've got the power lines plugged into that.
You use that wire to connect. Can it be effective?
We probably got some smart people here. How many thousands of volts of kilowatts of kilojoules are there?And then you plug it, your jumper leads into that, and you're going to bring Jesus back to life.
用这个电源来帮主耶稣的身体能够活过来。
Is it going to happen?
能够发生吗？
Not a chance.
毫无可能，没有机会。
Not a chance.
没有机会。
So now think about how much power was unleashed in that tomb when Jesus just burst back to life.
你就想象主耶稣在那个死的身体里头怎样借着什么样的大能叫他的身体能够活过来。
Imagine the power of God surging through that body and then his eyes open and his heart starts beating again.
这时呢，当然叫主耶稣的身体，那个身体里头不同的部位都能够活过来了。
As death is smashed and the clock went backwards，
好像能够把现在的时间倒流了。他曾经死过，现在活了。
And as Jesus steps forward，
这是主耶稣，就是迈出这一步的复活的一步。
Paul says in Ephesians 1, he says, that very same power is now coming at and is plugged into you.
然后保罗说这个同样的一个大能要现在呢插在你身上叫你活过来。
Is that crazy?
是不是癫狂
呢？ Paul says you don't have to try and control your life in a strong, unashamed Christian.
保罗说你不是凭自己说我要今天成为一个刚强壮的不以为耻的基督徒凭自己就努力不是这样。
He's saying the power of God is what will give you strength to do.
保罗说是神的能力会给你力量去这样做。
Are there things we have to do?
Yes. 是不是我们有该做的事？是。
But is it up to us?
是不是靠我们自己呢？
No.
不是。
No.
不是。
God's power.
是神自己的能力。
That's the how.
这就是那个如何
，This is
怎样。
That's how we do.
是怎样能够做成。
But there's also a reason why.
并且这里呢也有一个为什么。
And this is verse 12.
就是在十二节讲到一个原因。
Paul says the reason he personally is prepared to suffer these things.
就讲到他这个人保罗为什么他会愿意受这个苦难。
The reason that he is not ashamed.
他不以为耻的原因是什么？ He
says, I know who I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day.
他说，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，知道那位。
And Paul's saying, basically, he's saying, I know Jesus is coming back.
就保罗就基本上就说，我等你的是一定回来。
There's a day coming, and he's going to be here, and the book's going to be open, and I'm going to answer to him.
他要有一天他要来，我书卷向他打开，我们都要面对他。
Every wrong will be righted.
每一个错误不 好的都要被纠正过来。
Every injustice will be addressed.
每一个曾经是不公义的都要被审判。
And he says that reality shapes my whole thinking.
他说这个真实的就归我整个人生观。
Shapes my whole worldview.
整个世界。
That motivation then to be able to give account to him outweighs every other motivation.
就是有一天我们就要向主耶稣要来了主耶稣交账。这一个规模我的人生观影响我今天的生活的方向。
The way that Paul stands strong and unashamed is by God's power and light of God's return, Christ's return.
这是保罗是靠着神的能力，并且是因为主耶稣要再来，他要向主交账，这就给他能够经历刚强壮胆不的日子。
And it is very kind of us.
同样对我们也是这样。
Do you live to persevere?
你是不是会愿意为我甚至是要受苦呢？就要忍耐。
Do you live to be strong and unashamed?
你是不是活出一个刚强壮胆不以为耻的人生？
Or is your life categorized by neglect?
而且你的人生是算是那一种忽略的人生？
Or shame?
以为耻的人生
by concern for your comfort.
是只是关心你的舒服的人生
a compromise.
一个妥协的人生
simply giving up.
这个放弃的人生
that's what for you to do.
这是你自己才能够去回报
Then you can do
it. 我们等等
Father, thanks for your word.
说我们感谢你自己的话
Thanks for your love.
谢谢你的爱
Thanks for your incredible power which is now directed toward us.
为着你的这么奇妙的大能，向着你的大能，我们感谢。
May your word do its work in our hearts to reflect upon it tonight as we pray.
愿你的话在我们心里的工作，以及我们回想，默想你的话的时候，甚至我们睡觉之前。
May we do praise to your word of making us strong and sharing the word of God.
我们请你真的帮助我们成为一个刚强壮胆不以为耻跟随主的人。我奉主耶稣的名祷告。